Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you chose to be with me on this 19th day of February 2022. We're going to look at one of the most difficult of all aspects of living, and that is to let go. And that let go thing is huge in our life. It reigns supreme in so many ways. We carry with us so many hurtful, damaged parts of ourselves into our daily life, trying to compensate for our emotional pain that our human heart is always dictating to us. It becomes very, very difficult in this lifetime to deal with a lot of the hurt and the sorrow or the disappointments that we may have about our life. It's a sad thing to say, but it is true. I have found in my many years of being a teacher that most of us live based on assumption. We assume. We make a guess about what to do, what to hold on to, what to let go of, what is true, what is not true, what is in our best interest, what's not in our best interest, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And we go through this assumptive process of thinking that, well, I can get away with it this time, or if I do it that way, it'll be different. And we have all sorts of strategies of assumption. And if we're honest, for the most part, if a person's honest, and most people really can't be that honest, but if we were to be really honest, we don't know what we're doing. We're just going from one thing to another, trying to navigate some sense of sanity in our life to live our life in accord with what we desire, what we want. And with all of that being said, we don't really comprehend the consequences of what we do. We just don't do it. We think it'll all work out, or we deserve this, or we don't deserve that, and it gets really gnarly and sad. But in the end, what truly happens is that we find ourselves clinging to memories and to, shall we say, conditions of our assumptions, which to me all boil down into just one thing, the consequences of what I've done. And we try to make it look like we're victims, or it didn't happen that way, or whatever. We lie to ourselves constantly. So I get questions about this, and I'm happy to say that people have been enjoying watching and maybe hopefully learning something from my TV programs that we've been ushering back into YouTube. They haven't been seen for years, from the heart of the Tao. And one of them is about the Tao of let go. And I'm very happy that people have been watching, and the comments have been surprising to me, absolutely surprising. So here's the first one, and they have been good. They haven't been bad, believe it or not. That's really interesting. Here's one from Kevin. He does not tell me where he lives. Your program on the Tao of let go was wonderful for me. How do I let go of what is bad, wrong in this world, and not take it personally, like you say on your TV program, Ken? Letting go of what you think of as bad is, and what maybe you think of as wrong, is a key element in awakening. Now, here, I need to say this to you. Kevin, I really need to say this to you. It's hard to say. There's no easy way to say it, but here, I'll let it rip. You must understand, when you watch an Aspire TV program, I'm not teaching you how to get along in this world. I'm not telling you how to conquer your little daily problems, the petty ones, the big ones, whatever. I'm not. I'm pointing my finger at something a lot bigger than the pettiness of maybe the problems that you and I share in this world that we think of as wrong or bad. I am pointing to the source of where I come from within myself that makes and sustains my attitude, my belief system, whatever, that tells me whatever I am thinking, saying, and doing is proper or right, or is going to give me something I want. So when you say this question, when you put it to me, how to let go of what is bad and wrong, if you have not noticed, what is bad and wrong often are the result of what we thought was good and right. And that's what I pointed out in the TV program. And it is not to change things in the world, because frankly, you can't. People are going to stay the way they are. They're not going to change. They don't want to change. They see no reason to change. They think it's not their problem, and they have their rights, such as getting, you know, the vaccine or wearing a mask. We make these petty little things such big problems in our life. So, you know, what I am saying is, look at the mechanism that makes you and me as human beings bias. What is the bias here? When you look at personal bias, which is another word for prejudice, you will see that it is and has its origins in genetics. Your mother, your father, their mother, their fathers, on and on and on and on. This genetic disposition to be disagreeable is a huge problem in the lifetime. And it makes confederates of friends that we have to be more social and political than anything other than spiritual. So we miss the whole boat, because we look at our life and we go, what am I believing in? What do I think is true? And yada da yada da. And then that builds up inside of me a state of mind that anything that is really true or offers me the much bigger picture of my life, rather than the bias of my ego, my pride, my vanity, I don't see it. I just don't see it. So how do you ask me, how do you let go of what is bad and wrong in this world? You have to look at yourself first. What am I doing? I have to ask myself, what am I doing each and every day? What is the sum and substance of my lifetime? What am I trying to accomplish? What am I forgetting? What am I remembering? What do I think I know? What don't I know? To look at everything inside me and ask myself, from whence do I make decisions within myself that correlate with my mental acuity, my biases, my human bias? And when I find that, if I find that, then and only then have I achieved anything meaningful. Then I can change some things. And over the years of my life in my own personal practice, I've learned to let go of everything. The things they've said, the things they've accused me of, that la la la, all that stuff. It's garbage. Why carry it on and with you? Why? Everybody gets accused of something that they didn't do. Everybody. And we're up for interpretation by people who are exactly like us, who live in human bias and are very opinionated about that human bias. And that's just the way we live, over and over and over and over again. And we don't really understand what we're doing, but we don't care to, because self-righteousness and personal righteousness is more important to us than the truth of any given matter. And that's a real sad thing. Let it all go. Let it all go, Kevin. Don't hold on to anything. Release, let go. It doesn't matter. What matters is, do I achieve consciousness? And if you give it over to your human side to let go, you'll never let go. You have to see the futility of what you believe in. And that's the key. If you don't see the futility of it, you won't let go of it, and you will continue to believe and believe and believe to nauseam, to your own detriment. Hard to say, hard to talk about with people in general, but it's what I've learned. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, I hate change. Can I live and let go? Kathy, and she's from Florida. Kathy from Florida. Most people do hate change. They don't want to change, and change is a big threat to them. And I understand all that. I truly do. But, you know, our bodies are constantly in the process of morphing into death each and every moment of our life. So we have a couple of choices here. We can follow along with that or see that as a chance to unfold, to become awakened inside of ourselves. Instead of just growing old and having memories of our life, we can grow into something else, that of consciousness, that of the awakening, that of the great reveal that shows you the meaning of your life. So when you're saying that you hate to change, life is nothing but change. Nothing. Nothing but change. And can you live, you ask, and let go? To let go? You could. Yes, that's a very... And I'm glad you mentioned that in your email about the TV program. You're right. I did talk a lot about that. But most people suffer from all of that. They suffer from clinging to their opinions, their beliefs, their attitudes. What am I clinging to now? What is it that I cling to now that I believe in? Clinging to a prejudice, clinging to a fear, clinging to an ideal, clinging to anything, because here's the deal. We're only trying to support our ego. Whatever is your persona, whatever is the person of you, is the ego. You can't be a person without an ego. So with an ego, you are seeking to fortify it and maybe make it seem more streamlined, more logical, more reasonable. That would be a good way to look at it. And think to yourself, well, I've streamlined this ego, this person of me. I am a person, you know, and this person believes this, this, and this. Well, what would you be without that? I had a student recently who came into a great realization, and I mean a great realization. We were in a session together, and I said, what are you afraid of with death? Because death is a big thing for her. And it is, I think, for all of us, truthfully speaking, one way or the other. And she said something so profound, it just came out of her mouth. She didn't even know she said it. Said, I am afraid I won't exist. Now, if that isn't the most arrogant and silly thing I've ever heard, but profound, deeply profound. And that's the way we think. Well, I'm so important. I'm so special. What if I didn't exist? Well, maybe that would be the answer to all of our questions and all of our woes. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Kathy, for your beautiful question and your kind comments about the TV program. I deeply appreciate it. Please forgive me. Namaste. I got more tomorrow. More. If you have a question, you can reach me at greg@aspire.com. www.thefreedomfighters.org. Have a wonderful day, and once again, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.